Unit 8. Dog Attack. Part 1. Listen, read, and act. Now let's put on the play. In this play, we need 6 people to play these roles. A dog called Jackie. A girl named Mary, who is bitten by the dog. A doctor, Li Meng, Xiao Hong, and Mr. Davis. Scene 1. It's 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning. Mary is running down the road near the Davis' house. A dog is nearby.
Morning, doggy.
Mary walks to the dog and caresses it. Just then, the dog Jackie jumps onto Mary and bites her on the leg.
Ouch! Ouch! Help! Please! Someone please help me!
Inside the house, Li Meng and Xiao Hong have just got up and are reading the morning paper.
I heard someone shouting for help. I'll go and see.
Wait, I'll go along with you.
The two rush out of the house towards Mary.
Can I help you? What happened?
That dog over there bit me. Ouch!
Are you all right? You can stand on your feet, can't you?
I don't think so. She's bleeding. Let's send her to the doctors, shall we?
I wish I had learned how to drive. Let me go and ask Mr. Davis. Will you find out about that dog, Xiao Hong?
Li Meng rushes back to the house. Soon he rushes out with Mr. Davis. They quickly drive Mary away. Xiao Hong runs away to find out about the dog.
Part 5. Listen, read, and act. Scene 2. Have you ever had an emergency before? How would you feel? What do doctors usually do? Mr. Davis carries Mary into a clinic.
Morning, doctor. This is an emergency. This girl has just been bitten by a dog.
Yes, it was a fierce dog. A boxer, I think.
Thanks for telling me that. Now, please wait outside.
Inside, the doctor is treating Mary.
Oh, doctor, is this serious?
Take it easy. Let me check the bite first. It's not too bad. Now, let me treat it. It may hurt a little, but it should be all right.
Can I recover quickly, doctor?
I sure think so, but you'll have to receive an injection.
Li Meng and Mr. Davis are waiting outside.
That was a mean dog. If the owner knew that, I don't think he or she would keep a dog like that.
A dog like that shouldn't run wild.
Part 6. Listen, read, and answer the following questions in pairs. Keeping a pet. It was a sunny day. John and his mother went to a free market. After looking at several lanes of goods, they came to a pets counter, on which there were many beautiful pets. There were puppies, kittens, birds, fish, turtles, bunnies, and parrots. Looking at the adorable pets, John could not help asking his mum to buy a puppy for him. Mum thought for a while and then asked John, "Are you prepared to keep a puppy?" "Yes." "Do you want to feed the puppy and clean his room every day?" "Yes." "In that case, I can buy one for you." But remember, keeping a pet involves many responsibilities. What are the responsibilities? You need to feed the puppy twice a day and walk it at least once a day. You can't let your dog sit on his tail all day. You should make sure he exercises daily and bring him outside 4 to 5 times to poop or pee. You have to give him a bath once every month. That's fun. I'd love giving a bath to this little puppy. And I can take him outside for a walk. I can... Okay, in that case, you can choose one. John quickly picked a brownish puppy with a pair of cute eyes. In John's arms, the little puppy seemed to be very happy. He licked John's face. At that very moment, Mum realized that John had a new friend. And she also knew that John was going to face many difficulties. But as a mum, she was very pleased that her son wanted to take on some responsibilities. She was pretty sure that her son would learn quite a lot from keeping this little puppy. Part 8. Listen, read, and act. Scene 3. Li Meng, Xia Hong, and Mr. Davis are talking about regulations for keeping dogs.
I wonder if we should report the dog attack to the city council.
Good idea. The Domestic Animals Act 1994 has all the rules for dangerous dogs.
Okay, I'll make the call. But just before I do that, is there anything I should know so I can tell them everything I saw?
Let's see. Did the dog wear a collar?
A collar? What's that?
Well, the owner of a dangerous dog has to put a collar with red and yellow stripes around his neck so people will know it's dangerous. This dog must weigh around 30 kilos, so the collar has to be 40 millimeters wide.
My goodness, so specific.
And what's more,